Thursday. Today is January the 2nd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off today talking about fertilizer news when it comes to both potash and phosphorus. Supply and demand, obviously, driving price differentials. We're also going to talk about a survey the USDA has for horticulture operations. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the global potash outlook for 2025 is the opposite of the phosphorus fertility market. While supply concerns in phosphorus will likely continue into the new year, the potash fertilizer market is in a well-supplied situation around the world. Now, with plenty of supply in the global market, potash fertilizer prices should continue to see little volatility and be more affordable in 2025, that according to fertilizer analysts. However, there are some geopolitical concerns facing the market. Now, global fertilizer consumption was forecast to increase by 4% in 2023, 3% in 2024, that according to the International Fertilizer Association. Their report estimates was released during the summer of 2024, and it comes after declines in consumption in the two previous consecutive years. Consumption was forecast to reach 203.7 million metric tons of nutrients in 2024, slightly above the previous record that was reached in 2020, and this recovery was because of improving affordability since prices reached their peak in May of 2022. That, again, according to the International Fertilizer Association. The recovery in global fertilizer use has not been equally shared, though, among the three major nutrients. Potash fertilizer use fell by 6.2 million metric tons. That's 15% lower. That between 2020 and 21. And then in 2024, consumption was expected to be about 2% lower than it was back in 2020. Now, global potash fertilizer production was estimated to have risen by 13%, that to 69.3 million metric tons in 2023. The East Europe Central Asia region was the largest driver behind this recovery, thanks to higher output from Belarus and Russia. Now, the International Fertilizer Association said potash exports from Belarus recovered by 82% in 2023 to 8.2 million metric tons after falling in 2022, that because of Western sanctions. Another 1.3 million metric tons could be stored at Russia's ports, the report said. Now, Josh Linville, the vice president of fertilizer for StoneX, said supply from both Belarus and Russia continues to flood the global K market despite the Western sanctions, and these financial penalties were in response to Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine and were applied to both Russia and Belarus. Russia's potash exports were close to 10 million metric tons in 2021 and then dropped to just 7.5 million metric tons in 2022. However, 2023 export data showed Russia's potash exports increased to 11.2 million metric tons. The sanctions had a temporary effect on potash exports, but they were short-lived. Both nations were able to continue to ship the nutrients out of the Black Sea region. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, let's check in now with Morgan Anderson as she has an update from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service about a survey.
This news coming in today from the USDA. Ohio farmers encouraged to complete the Census of Horticulture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS, will conduct the 2024 Census of Horticultural Specialties this winter to provide a comprehensive picture of the U.S. horticulture industry. Survey codes will be mailed this month to more than 40,000 horticulture producers to respond online. Collected just once every 5 years, the Census of Horticultural Specialties is the only source of detailed production and sales data for U.S. floriculture, nursery, and specialty crop industries, including greenhouse food crops. Quote, horticulture is a very important part of the U.S. agriculture in our economy, end quote, said Lance Honig, NAS Agricultural Statistics Board's chair. Quote, responding to this census is the best way for growers to help associations, businesses, and policymakers advocate for their industry and influence program decisions decisions in technology development over the next 5 years, end quote. The 2024 Census of Horticultural Specialties results will expand the 2022 Census of Agriculture data with information on horticultural crop production, value of products, square footage used for growing crops, production expenses, and more. Producers who receive the 2024 Census of Horticultural Specialties are required to respond by federal law, as it is a part of the Census of Agriculture program. The same federal law that requires producers to respond also requires NAS to keep all individual information confidential. Growers are asked to use their unique survey code to complete the horticulture census online via NAS's secure website. The online questionnaire is user-friendly, accessible on most electronic devices, and saves producers time by calculating totals and automatically skipping questions that don't apply to their operations. The deadline for response is February 14th of 2025. Results will be available on December 16th of 2025 in the QuickStats database at quickstats.nas.usda.gov. For more information about the 2024 Census of Horticultural Specialties, visit nas.usda.gov/go/hort. I'm Morgan Anderson.
Thanks, Morgan. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.